Megatron. Megatron, help me, Megatron. Megatron, you're my only hope. I have an idea for all things Transformers.
Hi, this is Dan Gilvezan, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to all things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in this adventure is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I tried my best to do a voiceover today, folks, and how'd I do, Steve?
You sound like you were trying to, you know, destroy your throat, but...
So... I wanted to convey to Steve off-air, folks, that I had an idea for all things Transform, and it's worse now, but like literally when I did that, I was squeezing my throat to get that voice to be the way it was.
That's all right. It gets difficult sometimes to do those voices.
Yes. Well, I'm, you know, like I can't mimic anybody. But I can try to sound like this, y'all. You know, I can put some y'alls in there and have a piece of grass hanging outside of my mouth. I guess. I don't know. We're here to talk Transformers, and apparently we missed this the last time, and I didn't even bring it up this time because I couldn't find it. But apparently somebody somewhere... banned a book from Transformers. I heard about this through the Transmissions podcast, guys.
They banned a book?
Yes.
How does that work?
Not them. They didn't do it.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
But who like banned China it? Or like it? Oh, no, no. I know what it is now. I remember. They said it on the train. A school system in Texas banned an issue of the Revenge of the Fallen film adaptation comic book. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because, number one, we need books, folks. Yes, I understand paper comes from trees and all that and everything else, but, like, we need books. And if you're going to ban... if you're a school system that finds something... wrong with a comic book that was released over 5 years ago that really no one ever paid it. Like, I don't even remember taking any advantage of reading the live action film adaptation comic books for Transformers. The only reason why I bring this up is because the next guest on Origins is a guy named Scott, but he goes by Dr. Pants, and I ask him why that is in that episode. But he's a huge Beast Wars fan, like you are, and like I am. And they were reviewing the Beast Wars annual comic book from IDW in this episode. So at the end of the segment of talking about the news thing, Daryl... I love you, Daryl, man. You're just on brand here, dude.
The ridiculousness of this is astounding. I can't wrap my brain around it. There are much worse things happening in the world than banning these books, any books, you know. So anyway, that's all I want to say on that. And we're gonna move on to our review this week. Speaking of a book that should be banned. No, I'm kidding.
You shut your mouth.
Surprisingly, I did not enjoy that issue as much as I thought.
Okay, so we will be reviewing the annual at some point, I believe in June. Actually, June is probably the only time we're only going to have two episodes. But anyway, yeah, the annual is three stories that essentially don't tie into the overall series. They kind of do. Certain events take place between issues 15 and 16, but they really don't have any overall addition to the 17-issue run Beast Wars got. So tonight, we have plenty of Transformers news stories for you fine listeners, and we're going to start with, very briefly, because I don't want to, after I read the article, I'm like, I don't want to spend half as much time on this as I thought I was going to. Hasbro publishes Transformers franchise statements via 2021 annual report. And it's basically regarding Transformers. The toy company highlights the 5-year agreement with Paramount Pictures, which includes Transformers live-action movies. Although the agreement was signed back in 2017, Rise of the Beasts will still fall under the same deal due to its original 2022 release date. Hasbro states that the upcoming Dungeons & Dragons movie is under a separate deal, not affiliated with the aforementioned agreement, for 5 years. So they go through various things, and they've quoted, because we're getting our news from TFW2005.com, they've quoted various things from this thing, and I'm like, okay, they mention Rise of the Beasts, they mention War for Cybertron Kingdom, they mention this, they mention that. I see more mentions of My Little Pony in these excerpts than I do Transformers, unless I am mistaken.
I said it was a non-news item.
Yeah, I don't know.
More or less saying that they have the one movie still with Paramount under the previous contract.
Yeah. I actually got excited for half of a second because it says something about BotBots down below, but it only says that there is the BotBot series on Netflix. It didn't say anything about future potential seasons for BotBots. Anyway,
If they took BotBots and they did Small Soldiers with it,
yes,
then I would be for it. Have Mark Wahlberg running around. I just can't. These my hamburger turned into a Transformer.
BotBots.
Oh God.
I mean, that's how he talks.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound exactly like him, but that's how he pronounces things, yeah. So, you know.
Up next, we have better official images of Shattered Glass Voyager Blaster with Rewind. So, yeah. As much as I love Shattered Glass, Blaster is not a character that I think should have got the Shattered Glass treatment.
Well, honestly, what they should have done is gave him Soundwave's paint job.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And I will say what I think they should have done was use, instead of like, okay, I get it. You need a differing color on the tape deck because the Shattered Glass Autobot logo is purple, as it's supposed to be, because, hello, it's reverse of whatever. But you have this nice, amazing dark purple on his legs, on his feet, on his speakers, on his hands, on his elbows. And I'm like, where's more of that color? Put more of that color in here. And his head, it looks like a toy okay, it's a blaster head. But it looks like a toy Galvatron head. Like, I don't know. This isn't something I'll be getting anyways, but some characters just can't stand up to the Shattered Glass thing, and that's okay.
That was no weapon. That was harmonic bliss. A musical kiss.
Whatever.
Up next, we've got Movie Masterpiece 13 Blackout Production Sample Images.
Meh.
The only reason why I'm... Okay, well, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because in one of my upcoming Transformers Origins episodes, one of my guests said that their favorite piece of music from Transformers in general was the piece of music where Bumblebee scans the concept Camaro when they're in the tunnel and Megan Fox insults him and everything else and he kicks them both out and Shia LaBeouf is like, oh, great, you insulted him. He's run, and he goes and he scans it. So I started watching the 2007 movie. I didn't finish watching the 2007 movie because we have plans to cover it later this summer. But seeing Blackout in toy form, I dig the helicopter. The robot is the robot.
Yeah,
I dig the helicopter.
I like the helicopter. Well, I like the vehicle modes of everything from the movies. I just don't like the robots.
Right, yeah. Legacy Deluxe Sandstorm, Night Prowler, and Buzzsaw found at U.S. retail. Again, this is another one of those non-news stories. And I'm sorry, that toy shelf looks really, really bare. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there, but it also looks really, really bare.
It's been picked over, too.
Oh, absolutely it has.
But, what's funny is the local, because I was at one of the Walmarts and the Targets with the kids the other day, they did have Legacy the week before.
Oh, damn.
And they're gone. You can find Coronation Starscream everywhere. Surprisingly, the red... Ultra Magnus and forget what his name is. Red car, Transformers Prime.
This is going to be juicy.
Oh, Knockout?
Yeah. Those are completely gone everywhere. You can find like the Primal. You can find the transitioning Megatron to Galvatron. You can find Bumblebee. You can find RC. And then as far as the... I see a ton of Sweeps and Retgar everywhere. And then it's pretty much like the core class Shockwave and Ravage.
Right.
And then things from either Cyberverse or Kingdom, or if you're at Target, it's the buzzworthy Bumblebee stuff with like Bumblebee, Blue Streak, and Cup.
Interesting.
Yeah, they don't have any of the... They don't have any Megatrons or nothing.
Oh, we're going to be... I'm sure Megatron is going to make an appearance in this podcast because he has to defend...
He's not defending that.
No. Not defending that. He has to play in defense of that because he has to go against it because that... one of the stories later, folks, oh my God. Like... What in the hell is that? Why'd they do that? All right. Up next, Like Toys. Like Toys is the name of the company, folks. I'm not saying I like toys, even though I do. They're doing a G1 Metroplex, and we have color renders from TFW. Apparently, this thing is going to be 48 inches tall. Okay. I kind of dig it. It's okay. It's not bad. It's like the figurines from Jada Toys, I think. I don't think this thing transforms.
No, it does.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they don't show it in the pictures being transformed. They just show the color photos of it in robot mode.
It says, according to the information shared, this will be a fully transformable mold with some light up.
Okay.
Some lights and movable jaw and extra rib piece to have both cartoon and toy design. And it's as tall as my kid. 48 inches is 4 foot.
Well, there you go. You can,
and
you
know, have which means
have a third kid without having a third kid,
yeah, which means that you're, yeah, I would be divorced too. It would be cool in the aspect that you could use them as an actual Autobot base for your Kingdom figures.
Right. Yeah.
And, Or Siege or Earthrise or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't get behind the ones that are over a foot tall.
Did you almost throw up in your mouth when you said Earthrise?
No.
Okay.
Well, I was almost burping, but yeah, we can go with I was about to throw up. It was the worst of the three.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
Like I said, I like the way this looks. I think it is really cool. But I don't know. Especially no concrete information about price or release date is available.
Decepticon intruder in my brain. Let's go. Decepticon intruder removes my eyes.
The giant awakes.
All right. Well, up next, we have the only Beast Wars news I could find that wasn't more than a month old. And that is the fact that apparently, first of all, Loot Crate is still a thing. I can't even believe that. Secondly, they are releasing a Beast Wars Megatron figurine, and we have in-hand images.
I can't fathom why they would do this to themselves. Like, this is the ugliest.
Don't sugarcoat it. It is the ugliest transforming monument, and it is terrible. In fact, if you put it side by side with the Kingdom figure, Hasbro at least did it right.
Like, the only saving grace for this piece of garbage that Loot Crate put together, which is so disproportionate that I don't know how it made it past. Like, the dinosaur head looks like a dog trying to barf up its meal, and the limbs are so utterly narrow. It's like we have toothpaste, you know, toothpick Megatron with, oh, I've got big bulky chest and big bulky feet and arms, you know, hands and a little bitty head. The only saving thing on this entire figure is the head. And even it's not very good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why people still pay for these, because like Loot Crate literally is garbage. Like, there's nothing of value in those stupid boxes, and they charge you insane amounts. Plus, you got to pay shipping and all that.
Right.
It's like, if I wanted a Megatron that was good,
yeah,
like they show in the side-by-side picture with the Loot Crate one or the Kingdom figure, which it's night and day difference, whether you like the modernization to the dinosaur mode or not.
It's universally different. It's so far removed from what it should be. And I get it. It's Loot Crate. It's supposed to be this little figurine. But look here, folks. If Jada Toys ever did this, I would absolutely, like, I'd buy us both a set. So as I mentioned, Jada Toys, they released that 18-pack set or whatever it was of the G1 diecast figurines. They did a better job on G1 for just over $30 for 18 figures than this one little, like, seriously, I would love a Jada Toys diecast Beast Wars figurine set with all the characters that they can possibly imagine to put in there. This thing, like, the best thing about this, and I'm using best very loosely, and I have air quotes around my headphones right now. The best thing about this is the box art. The box art is a better looking figure than what you're actually.
The box art is a ripoff of the 95 or 96 figure.
Oh my God, is it really?
It is the art.
Oh my God.
And if it's not from that, which I believe it is, it's from the card game.
Oh my God.
That I know for a fact. So, yeah, for ages 15 and up, it's an adult collectible, not a toy. Are you kidding me? This looks like something I would buy at the dollar store.
It looks like one of those fake things, like literally.
It looks like a knockoff you'd buy at the dollar store. Yeah. Heck, the knockoffs are even better. Somebody put on their meth, not even once. It says the box's head doesn't even match the figure's head. And what is he shooting at? It's like, Megatron, you haven't been the same since they removed your namesake spark from yours or from yours. You know,
yep.
I don't know. People are just, somebody was like, they were like, at least he's proportioned correctly and not, promoting toxic masculinity with his huge builds and thick arms and legs. And somebody was like, just shut up. And somebody's like, oh, burn it with fire. Yes. I like that one the best. Burn it with fire. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. It's somebody else says, reminds me of those bendy Marvel figures, except that those are actually poseable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. This is terrible.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I don't get it. Now, there is something decent. I mean, the Transformers Tuesday official reveals of the Legacy Red Cog, Buzzworthy, Dinobot, and Pterosaur, and then the Blackout we already talked about. It's funny because the Legacy Red Cog, people are like, he's a weaponizer figure that features a bunch of weapons, and they're like, all I want him for is the weapons.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't care about the figure. And
yeah,
the Dinobot one looks, somebody looks, made the comparison that the Buzzworthy Bumblebee heroic Dinobot here looked like a raw piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Just based on the colors. And it looks like the original toy based on the colors and the palette there.
Yeah.
I just hope that it doesn't biodegrade with its gold plastic that they used. And and then there's, of course, Pterosaur, which has the original toy aesthetic.
Yep.
So it doesn't look that bad, though. I mean, if you missed out on the other one, this is the way to go.
Yep. Speaking of original toy aesthetic, the Cyclonus G1 toy colors pre-orders apparently are live. And I've seen other people talk about this, and I've seen the images of this.
Is it the one with his Target Master?
Yep.
Yep, that one actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks really good, actually. It makes
the original Studio Series release look kind of bad.
No, I don't think so.
It's a different aesthetic, but I honestly liked that aesthetic better for Cyclonus.
It is what it is. I mean, yeah, I like the darker purple, but I could do without the blue, but I understand why the blue is there, because, again, they're homaging the original Generation 1 toy. And I like that they're doing this, though. I like that we have sort of an animated version of figures, and we have a toy accurate color version of figures that are almost over 40 years old now.
Well, what's funny about it is, it's the Hasbro motto, never let a good mold go to waste.
That's true.
We've gotten two of Scourge. We've gotten four or five of Galvatron at this point. We've gotten five or six of the Megatron. We've gotten like four of Prime.
Yep. And we've got at least now three of Cyclonus, because I think he was in the original Studio Series 86 one was from the movie. And then there was the orange repaint. And then there's this one.
I mean, we've got four of Terrors, or of we've got two of Pterosaur, we've got three of Dinobot, we've got like four or five of Cheetor.
Yeah,
we've got two of Tigatron, we've got two of Waspinator. I mean, they're just milking it. Like every one of them, they're at least getting a second mold out of.
And I don't mind that.
I don't mind it either. I mean, some of them they give them different heads, like the Megatron that became the Jurassic Park figure, or Black Arachnia for her spotted edition, or Tigatron. Like, they just changed the heads, which isn't a big deal. Even G2 Megatron has a slightly different head from the, and even to that matter, the Combat Megatron has a different head than the other ones, like from Siege, Earthrise.
Yeah. And then there's the Screen to Toy with Studio Series SS-89 Thundercracker from the Bumblebee movie. I'm still not a movie fan, toy fan, but this looks really good.
They got more of the aesthetics correct.
Yeah.
And the colors, and they at least look like an homage to the original. They aren't
right.
They aren't trying to be the original, but they at least look in the neighborhood. Whereas yeah. I felt the stuff before the Bumblebee movie didn't look even remarkably close to where you could look at them and go, oh yeah, that's Megatron, or that's Starscream, or that's,
yeah,
you know, there was no way to decipher it. Whereas like with the Bumblebee movie, all of them, you can tell who they are, even if they're different aesthetically.
Yeah. Yeah, this does look really, really cool. And then we have, they just announced this today as we're recording this on May 9th. Amazon exclusive Transformers Legacy Wreck and Rule Collection Comic Universe Impactor and Spindle Revealed. Now, again, I've seen several people talk about the Impactor thing where apparently that's the second time they've done an Impactor toy. I don't know. It's okay.
I don't know. It looks okay. Honestly, if I hadn't have used Galvatron for my custom Megatron, the chest already kind of has the windows on it.
Yep.
And some of it aesthetically looks similar, but again, the legs don't. But yeah. I don't know. I was always kind of slightly tempted of it for like a custom purposes.
Right.
But not enough to actually want it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting figure. I don't have any love or hate for it either way. It looks interesting. That's all. As far as the fossilizer, I've always hated those since they brought that gimmick out. So I just, those don't resonate with me whatsoever.
Yep. So apparently the Wreck and Rule collection will include five exciting packs featuring some of the most celebrated wreckers throughout Transformers of the Multiverse, each sold separately, subject to availability. Includes two figures, four accessories, and instructions. We have Wreck and Rule
Collection. Thunder Clash.
Yeah.
Which is a Machine Wars Optimus Prime.
Yep. Yeah, I'm liking the Assemble the Hammer. Each Wreck and Rule Collection pack includes with this piece of the Wreckers. That's cool. I like when they do that. But obviously I can't talk tonight. It's like a Build-A-Figure. You have to catch them all to be able to get the accessory fully realized.
Which I get that. That's kind of cool. I don't personally get involved with that, but one I did wish that I did was back when we had the 10th anniversary of Beast Wars. And they were giving out pieces of Transmutate.
That just sounds wrong. Like, I understand why they were doing it, but it just sounds wrong.
I mean, she exploded real good in the episode, so.
Oh, poor Transmutate. Yeah, she can but never.
The closest you're going to get to it, though, is the TransArt Toys one, and that's Masterpiece yep. Scale. And I don't know if I need one that doesn't transform. I don't really care about the character whatsoever, but
right,
the completionists yeah. out there, I can see why.
Yeah.
It did have to get Ravage. If Ravage is cool.
Well, I mean, you know, it's, yeah. Any other news items you want to bring up? Because I only have one other thing.
To the 38.
I was going to say, yes, today or May 8th, 2022 marked the 38th anniversary of the Marvel Comics. And we will, after the summer blockbuster, we will be getting back to our G1 Marvel US reviews here on All Things Transformers and only on and Inside the Pullbag as well. So, yeah, 38th anniversary since the comic released. Wow. And the funny thing is I didn't realize this anniversary was coming. And then this past weekend, Chris McFeely released another episode of his show, The Transformers, The Basics. And it was all about the Marvel comics. And I was like, oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, I love the Marvel run, having read it. As a kid, actually, it was out of print by the time I started collecting them, but because it was like mid-90s when I started collecting comics, really.
Right.
And the first ones I got, oddly enough, were from the quarter bin at the comic shop, because my stepdad would go get like Star Wars and X-Men and, you know, Spider-Man and various things like that. And I would collect Spider-Man for a bit there. And I also collected Star Trek and Batman and the animated series and G.I. Joe and stuff like that. So I started collecting Transformers comics with Generation 2 because that's what was coming out around that time.
Yep.
I could never find them, though, which was the problem. And so when we went to the comic shop, I would buy these 25-cent. Basically, it's the junk bin. You get, you know, five for a buck if you can find what you're looking for. But you have to dig through, like, probably about 500 comics, you know, that are in this quarter bin area that you have to cycle through. And, of course, yep. I went through it meticulously. And I ended up with... out of the 80 issues, there were certain issues I could never get my hands on just because they were difficult to find. But there were certain issues. I think I had 64 of the 80 issues. And I think I had the first like 58 issues, and it was kind of sporadic through the throughout the end. And it was actually, were there 80 issues or was there 78? It was 78, wasn't it? I could be wrong.
Let me pull it up. So hang on. I'm going to edit all of this because I've been trying to be on mute while you're talking, but I'm going to edit all of this. Hold on. Where did I put Transformers? Damn it.
80 issues.
Okay.
I just looked it up.
So
yeah.
All right. So, just do a confirmation and I'll edit around it.
So, there was 80 issues and I was missing issues 79 and 80. I had like 76, 77, 78. So I was missing 75, which was like a mega issue where Prime like shoves the creation matrix down Unicron's throat.
Right.
And I was missing like, I think 74 as well. And then I had like some sporadic ones. I at least was like, I was pretty close to having the entire collection. And then I decided at one point that I needed to buy gas and pay for tires for my vehicle. So I sold them, and something that kind of ate at me for a while. I still have, I think my brother gave me some more and I still have them in my cabinet, but I've had them all digitally for years because I bought them from DecepticonMatrix.com back when that was a thing.
Right.
And the guy had somehow gotten all of the Marvel and UK Marvel comics of Transformers and then Generation 2 as well. And then I compiled those with my other collections of the digital versions. And I collected those. I had G2. I was missing like three of the comics on that one, which kind of killed me that I never actually completed it. But I had the metallic first issue of G2, which was spectacular. I don't know. I've always resonated with G2, like the aesthetic and the comics and the toys more than I did G1, but I think it's because it kind of ironed some of the details out since then. But I've always been that weird hybrid of G1, G2, Beast Wars and the Machine Wars, which is basically just recycled European or G2 figures. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to covering these comics again because I haven't looked at most of them in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And then after I got done with those, I got like Dreamwave. And then after Dreamwave fizzled out, I was kind of like, okay, I'm done.
I don't know. IDW seems to be a... it depends on what you latch on to for it. Like I've said before on this show and on the pullbag, when our good buddy Ender told me about Shadowplay and Empurata and all that stuff that they have going on in IDW, I was like, wait, they did what to Shockwave? And that made me want to read them. And I understand why someone may not want to read them, and that's fine.
I never had anything against IDW. I just didn't find any of the stories fascinating. And honestly, I bought them for the art.
Yeah,
and I wasn't a fan of the art style, though. Coming from G2 and the original G1, which, yeah, they were kind of basic to some degree. But then I got into the Dreamwave stuff, and I liked the blocky look. I liked the colorful. I didn't like the whole machinist look that everything had with IDW. And so I collected some of the spotlights for a minute there, and I collected a couple of the starting issues when they originally started up. And then I just didn't latch on. Like, the stories just didn't pull me. The art wasn't pulling me. So I stepped away. And then when they did some Beast Wars stuff, I bought those. And then when they went back to some other, I tried to attempt some of the G1 related stuff. And then they had these various Splinter series that were going on. And that's one thing I don't really like, is when there's like Splinter series of the same continuity. Because I got burned with that with DC, with Batman, and I was kind of done with that concept. And so I stepped away on purpose because I just didn't want to deal with it.
Yep. Yeah, the only thing DC currently I'm reading is the Sean Gordon Murphy stuff, and they have a new Batman Beyond miniseries called Neo Year, which I believe is only going to be 6 issues, but at least they advertise. That's the one thing in comics I do not like. This is a new series. They don't say it's a new miniseries. This is a new series.
For 6 issues.
Sometimes they'll say ongoing, sometimes whatever, and then they'll change their mind midway through. But if you're just going to say, this is a new 6-issue miniseries, okay, good. I don't need to get my hopes up. Like, seriously, until IDW released, or until they released the news about them losing the license, I had all of the rest of this year and all of next year Transformers Beast Wars 18, 19, 20, 20. I had listed all the way up to like issue 25, but there won't be a Transformers Beast Wars issues 18 to 25, which sucks. But you know what I mean?
Very much so.
It's that whole thing of the advertising of it all. Like, Sean Gordon Murphy, I know he's only doing a certain number of issues of the current third arc of his White Knight universe thing, and it's going to be an 8-issue arc. Okay, great. I know exactly what I'm in for. I don't know what I'm in for story-wise, but at least I know this is only going to be an 8-issue story, and he is going to have a starting point and an ending point. That's good. I like having that information. Oh boy, Transformers. Yeah, we did do volume 1 of the IDW reprint of the classics, because I have Optimus Prime's face in front of my face right now. We did that on the pull bag back in April of 2015. So we will be continuing from that point. So I believe it's issues 14 to 25 is volume 2. I think. I'm not looking at anything right now, so I could be wrong. So that's what it is. Anything else you would like to talk about tonight for Transformers, sir?
No, I mean, other than I managed to find somebody to do a trade for my the Galvatron components that I have that are remaining,
right.
Like the head, the cannon. I'm trading those to somebody for a Earthrise Megatron head in canon.
Nice.
So I'm doing a swap. Basically, what that allows me to do is it allows me to do almost the same thing with, like, the canon I would use them for my Ultimus Prime, which is basically just a fancy version of it's Ultra Magnus without the armor, but I custom painted part of him, and to have the completed figure to have the completed figure, I need a fusion cannon because my original design for him was he had a fusion cannon.
Right, right.
And I've been trying to get my hands on one, but I don't want to, like, spend anything just to get a fusion cannon.
Yeah.
And I'd put in the Discord for Allspark, and I was like, hey, if anybody wants to trade, I have Galvatron components. I need Megatron components. And then somebody was like, hey, I need the Galvatron components. If you want to trade, I have the Megatron components. And I was like, yeah. So it's literally just shipping.
Sweet. That's so cool.
I'm like, yes. I love it when those kind of deals work out, because it's like, absolutely. Okay, part swap.
Yep. Absolutely.
But I bought a paint pen with very fine tip.
Okay.
So that I can do detail work on this custom Megatron.
Nice.
And one of the things, like, I was messing around with it last week. I spray painted because I didn't want to spray paint and overspray on the figure again, because it creates a nightmare, not only in the overspray, but in the fact that I might hit something I already painted.
Yeah, yeah. And you need something for details, and it sounds like you found it.
Yeah, so I found the paint pen, which is black, which will help me outline and make things kind of pop, like kind of break up some of the purple without actually, like, taking away from the purple. And,
right, right.
And so that's black, but I spray painted a paintbrush and just kept it wet, and I could actually keep touching up sections of the figure that didn't get all of the paint that I was trying to get on there. Which actually cool. helped greatly. So he's getting closer to being done. I just, one of those things, like, you know, I'm hoping to have it done sooner than later, but I'm not trying to rush it either.
All right. This is, like I said before in this episode, folks, we are recording this Monday, May 9th, 2022. You should set yourself a goal. Now, I know this is a very, very steep goal to set yourself, but, you know, you want to have it done by your birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Set that goal. You know what I mean? Well, right. But I'm saying, like, you know, I would have said this to you a month ago if you'd said this to me. But, like, you know, set the goal of I want to have it done by this date and just keep going until you get it finished.
Yeah. And I'm pretty happy with how it's looking so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve releases updates on the website detailing his in written form and in image form, detailing his process. And it's been an interesting process so far, seeing how the changes of parts can create a
new figure,
new thing than what it was. You know what I mean? Like, that's the greatest thing about customization is, you know, you can do almost anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then once I get him done, then I got to transform him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, which that I'm not that worried about. It doesn't have to be perfect.
What is his alt mode again?
He turns to a hover tank.
Okay. You should be fine.
Essentially what I've decided is, like, a lot of it's not going to really... It's more of a... He lays down, and then I combine the legs, and then there's certain other aspects that I have to move. But for the most part, he doesn't really transform.
Oh, so you're making a non-transforming transformer. Oh.
No, he transforms.
Right, but he doesn't.
Yeah. It's more of a half transform.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but honestly, I don't care. And somebody was like, so I was talking to somebody on Twitter because we were discussing it earlier today, and we were talking about how Hasbro's doing a lot of comic based figures at this point in time, and they were like, hey, you know, people don't realize with the prospect of the new Impactor variant, you know, from the comic, you know, it says comic universe, you know. Partially, you know, and it says implies that the figure being made opens up the doors to comics characters from IDW, Marvel, UK, US, and getting more new toys. And I said, if that's the case, I want an official one of these. And then I posted the collage of the images that I have for this thing. And then I was sure to tag Hasbro Transformers and all the hashtags. And I says, all they'd have to do is remold using, you know, then I basically laid it out for them. You know, it's a remold of, you know, just using Kingdom Beast Megatron's head, a lot of recycled bits from, you know, Galvatron and a little remolding, then a Legends Combiner Wars Shockwave for the cannon, and then you're all set. And
yeah.
And then some, one of the guys was like, basically, why get it if, you know, if you have a custom one?
Yeah.
And he's like, I know I'm just messing with you, but he would love new Beast Wars figures. And, you know, why have an official when you have a custom? I says, 'cause I want both.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, and I know they can't.
It's not going to detract from it. Like, I have my own custom Grimlock, and that's not even, you know, the same aesthetic as what they have for the current one that's out with, you know, the Worlds Combine or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, you're customizing it to your specifications of Dawn of Future Past Megatron. That's what you want, and that's your ultimate goal for your customized figure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will Hasbro see that and say, oh, okay, we'll do it? Like, they may say, oh, okay, we'll do it, or, oh, okay, here it is, but it's...
If you get the right person from the product team intrigued, though.
True, which...
We do have a Beast Machines person on the...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what I was about to say off air. I don't want to say that on air. Yeah. Anyway, anything else for Transformers this time around?
No, I think that's it.
All right, folks. Next time and the time after that. So the next two episodes are going to be Origins. I have finally rounded out the transmissions crew. We started with Daryl. We went to Charles. Next episode is going to be Dr. Pants. After that, it'll be Jeremy. And then all I have to do then is get producer Mike or their buddy Mike, who runs their Empire of Rust Transformers role-playing audio podcast. So the transmissions crew is almost done in their all things Transformers Origins. And then, like I've been saying, this summer we're going to hopefully do 2007 to Bumblebee. So
are we doing them in the original release order?
Oh yes, because okay. my thing is, the reason why we have to do them in the original release order is because Bumblebee is a tipping point. Bumblebee is the bridge from what was to what is going to be Yes. So I know technically Bumblebee is a prequel sort of, but it'll work because it's the start of something new, hopefully. And like I said at the beginning of this, when I was grabbing audio for the Dr. Pants episode of All Things Transformers Origins, I watched up until Bumblebee scans that concept in the tunnel. And man, let me tell you, I'm not trying to spoil my thoughts for later in the summer, but the opening to that movie still gives me chills. And then I realized, oh crap, there's Bernie Mac. He isn't with us anymore. Fuck, I have to turn this off before I start crying. Obviously, I didn't turn it off right then and there because the audio I needed was past that point. But
let me tell you something, son. A driver don't pick the car. The car pick the driver. It's a mystical bond between man and machine.
Son, I'm a lot of things. A lie's not one of them. Mm. Especially not in front of my mammy. That's my mammy.
Hey, mammy! Oh, don't be like that. If I had a rock, I'd bust your head, bitch. Say, man, she deaf, you know? But over here, every piece of car a man might want or need.
This ain't bad. This one's got racing stripes.
Yeah, it got racing. Yeah, what the heck is that? I don't know nothing about this car.
Whatever he says, you know what I mean. Anyway, take us out of here before I fumble this up anymore.
Before you fumble it up.
Yes, we need a Transformers football game. That's what we need.
The seeds of the future lie buried in the past.
In your ass.
Big Butt, how do you feel?
In a word, prime. But not for long. No, this has been but a temporary delay.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.